Welcome, everyone. It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, with the Caribbean Radio Show. Yes, we are the Knowledge Station. Today, we have a wonderful, phenomenal brother from the other side of the world. Someone who is born and bred in the Southeast, who took an opportunity to work abroad. This young brother came across the waters, being someone from a heritage that his father passed on this tradition. So in the spirit of generational wealth, we would like to present to you Mr. Arnold Jones. Are you on the line with us?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for being with us. Tell the people, where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. And is it true that your father worked abroad? Tell us about that.
Yeah, my father, he's a retired military, did 22 years in the Army, and then after he retired, he came over here to Kuwait and did contracting for several years. Actually tried to get me to come over here after I graduated, but I wasn't hearing about no Kuwait at age 18 at that time.
Wow. So you have two brothers, and they happen to be over here in Kuwait as well. What was that like to make a decision as a family, the black family, that you're going to go and leave America?
I mean, it definitely made things easier knowing that me and my brothers are going to be here together. We came over here with a mindset that we're going to come over here, do several years, save our money, and then come back and start a couple businesses and try to follow some dreams we had growing up and over the last 10 years that we've tried to make true.
So for those brothers and sisters that are out there that's like, man, you're on the other side of the world, tell us, how long is that flight?
With the layovers, it was about probably to get from Jacksonville all the way to Kuwait, probably about 23 hours. I think the longest layover I had was when I was in Miami. I was in Miami for like 4 hours. But other than that, it wasn't too bad.
A day in the air, it sounds like the longest flight of your life.
Actually, it's not. My dad, like I said earlier, was prior military. And one of the times, actually twice, I was actually, when I was born in 86, after being, I say, 3 months, I think you're able to start flying. We went to Germany with my dad, me and my mom, and we stayed in Germany for like 4 years. I don't really remember too much during that time, but we did end up going back to the Netherlands in 96, I want to say, or 95 or 96, because that's when my middle brother was born around that time. We ended up going to the Netherlands. And we was in the air on that plane for literally like 17 hours. That was a long flight. I want to say that's probably the longest flight I've ever been on.
Wow. Amazing. Well, what are some other things that you've been doing since being abroad? What are other places that you traveled?
I've been to Dubai. I've been to Bahrain. I've been to Qatar. I've been to Amsterdam quite a few times. That's really about it. I haven't been too far out other than the Middle East. I wanted to go to Africa. That's one of the places Africa's not a country, but I want to go somewhere in Africa. I do want to go to either Egypt, Ghana, South Africa, or Ethiopia. Those are one of the four places that I'd be interested in going. Egypt is definitely a must. I have to go to Egypt before I go back to the States.
Well, you already know, I tell you all the time, we can hit Egypt up on the weekends. Holler at your sister. We can always go.
As soon as they get rid of these travel restrictions, we definitely going.
Yes, trust and believe, everyone out there. The world will be opening back up. And that's the reason why we're having this story today, because YOLO. And it will mean so much more when the world opens back up. That whole bucket list of things and places that you want to go. Hearing Mr. Arnold, AJ, knocking these places off the list. Tell us about the Dubai Mall. There is a story I want you to share with the people. Didn't you go skiing, like ice skiing inside of Dubai Mall?
Yes, I went snowboarding for the very first time. Never been skiing, never been snowboarding. My first experience of snowboarding is inside Dubai Mall. It was quite an experience, I have to say. It's just like you're at a ski slope. You actually have to get on one of the little rigs and go up to the top, the ski all the way down. But it was quite an experience. I got everything. Like, I got the little badge they give you. They give you a little pamphlet so that each time you go back, you can learn something more until you can actually become a pro skier, pro snowboarding there at that location. But yeah, it was quite an experience. And then at the other mall, you know, they have the aquarium where you can actually deep dive in the aquarium and swim with the fishes and stuff. That was pretty dope. I didn't get a chance to take advantage of that. I was more into the skiing myself, being from Florida, you know, never get a chance to really see snow like that.
Yes. And one thing I commend you for is being able to travel with family. What's been your most memorable experience with your brothers?
Well, we haven't traveled anywhere, like all of us together, due to our schedule. We all work at the same company. We're all working at night. So it made it kind of difficult for us to go to one place all together. But I've been to Amsterdam with both my brothers. Both times were amazing. And I've been to Bahrain with my youngest brother, Jordan. We went there just in February, not too long ago. It doesn't seem that long ago, but back in February, we went to Bahrain for a couple of days just to get a couple of drinks and hit up a club.
Hey.
you gotta get out of the Kuwait sometime. You know, you can't drink or anything. There's no clubs or parties or anything. The only thing you really do in Kuwait is to make money or spend money. So whenever we get a chance just to, you know, relax, not think about work, we'll go to Bahrain, get a couple of drinks, go to a few clubs, and then come back in a day or two.
You are living the life. But
it's pretty nice. Can't complain.
So for your father to have a military background, were you and your brothers in the military?
No. None of us ever considered. I mean, there was one time. Oh, that's a funny story. There was one time I was actually going to commit to the military. I was going to join the Army. This was right when my son was born. During the time I was between jobs, wasn't working, and being a father, like being able to provide for my son was important. So I was willing to make the sacrifice to join the military, something that I thought I'll never do because I have dreads. At the time, I had dreads too. I was like, man, I'm never cutting my hair. So, no lie, I was going to swear in probably two days after I cut my dreads. I cut my dreads, I won't lie, I say about 30 minutes later, I broke my wrist. Never broke a bone in my body ever in my life. And
wow.
I took it to the mind that it wasn't meant for me to join the military, so I never pursued it any further than that. But yeah, there was a time I was going to be a soldier, but yeah.
Well, yeah. You are proof that you don't need to join the military and be an ex-veteran in order to work overseas. I hope the people are paying attention.
Yeah, I have no prior military. I have no military experience at all. Actually, the field that I'm in now, before I came over here, I was in banking all my life. Like, I've handled credit cards, mortgages, home equity lines of credit, loan officer, short sales, financial advisor, to help assist people with 401ks. So my background before I came here has always been banking. So this is a total different career field that I'm in right now. Like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago if I would be in Kuwait working as a military contractor, I would have told you no, because that was something that I would never imagine that I would be into or interested in doing. But now it's an amazing thing. I mean, like you said earlier, you get a chance to travel, get a chance to be outside the country, experience new things, new cultures, see different things that you typically wouldn't see in the States.
Absolutely. And speaking of business, what was it like when I started bothering you to get an LLC? Take us back to that moment.
That was, you were telling me about getting an LLC. We had spoken previously about the little small business I was a part of a while back. And you're just like, why don't I have an LLC now? And I was like, well, I didn't really have an idea on what I wanted to do at the time. And he was like, still, that shouldn't stop you from at least having an LLC, so you have something established with an EIN number, so you can establish a line of credit and stuff. And, you know, I was like, yeah, you're right. So we went ahead and went with that process. Now, when I was a part of my small business before, I didn't really do none of the paperwork or anything. Now, my business partner, she handled all that. All I did was all the labor, the manpower work and stuff like that. So I thought getting an LLC was going to be like this difficult process that was going to take a bunch of time and a bunch of money. But how you explained it, and you did step by step for me and showed me how to do it, I showed my brothers how to open up their LLCs. I actually showed my youngest brother how to open up his LLC 2 days ago. So the process is real easy. You made it simple. I'm so grateful that you showed me how to do it.
No problem. And that's all about wealth building. Ever since I met you squatting up overseas, it's that presence of wealth. You know, earlier you mentioned ain't nothing to do in this country but make money, and I just kind of laugh. Like, that's a great place to be, to not have to worry about rent, utilities, but you're building wealth for your son. So tell the people about some of these family businesses you guys are having going on, because before you do that, I want to share a story. You remember that first restaurant we went to? Beano?
Oh, yeah. That's like, I have that place written down in one of my books. Yes, sir. I remember that place. One of the future business ventures I may look into when I go back home.
I was so excited to show you that place. Tell the people what your experience was like, because a whole different scale of what customer service and just fine dining experience.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was the first place I've ever been to where they actually make the pasta in front of you and you pick your fresh ingredients right there in front of you. Like, it was something I've never experienced before. Like you said, the customer service here is amazing. Like, people take pride in trying to make things easier for you. It's always smiling and making you feel comfortable, like you're supposed to be there, you know.
Absolutely. And I'll never forget that day you and your brother, you were like, me and my brothers are going to open up a place like this. You know, the franchise concept. So when it was time to just look around and be like, yes, let's get this money, I started stalking you. Like, bro, let's get it. I started stalking everybody I used to contract with. Now, you attended my boot camp intensive. Without spilling all the secrets, was it intense?
Yes, it was. I wouldn't say it was intense. It was just a lot of new information coming at you at once. So I wouldn't specify it as intense. It was something new, something foreign, in any place, anytime someone gets a new job somewhere, you know, that first moment, that first couple of weeks, you may be a little bit intimidated, but after you understand what the process is, understand what you're doing, it becomes easier.
Is it something that you feel after having that experience that, okay, I can do this? Or is it something like, man, if I would have known it was all about this, I wouldn't even want to run a business?
I'm mad that I didn't know about this early.
Yes, my brother. We got to tell the truth.
I feel like, I've been procrastinating. This is something that I shouldn't have been on last year, you know, but everything has its time and everything has its purpose, so it just wasn't that season for me to be a part of it. But now that I know, I have knowledge on it, and you've given me the foundation and the support to get me where I'm at now, I know I'm on track to be successful. Now that generational wealth is just an arm reach away. I just got to keep on working.
Let's talk about, you mentioned support. Have you learned what you can't do to sit back and allow other people to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, I mean, of course, you know, everyone wants to do everything themselves, but, you know, it takes time to do stuff like that, especially if you're doing multiple things, you know, it can be overwhelming, but to know that you have the ability to reach out and have support, or reach out and have freelancers assist you and do things like that, it does make life a lot easier.
So while you over there living abroad, you had one of them maids come in and assist you before?
No, I haven't had any maids come and assist me. It's just me and my brothers in here. We make the mess, we clean up the mess. They mainly clean up the mess. So I'm kind of big brother, so they got to clean up after me sometimes.
Well, you a boss man now. You can go on there and contract and get some freelance service and simplify your life. And if you ever need any assistance with anything that I don't know, we definitely got people out there to support us. What has it been like to, is there a black presence of black people out there in Kuwait? What's that about?
Yeah, there's a lot of black people here in Kuwait. To be honest, I want to say it's mainly just black people out here, based on what I've seen. I mean, due to the pandemic, you know, I haven't been out that much lately, but before, when I used to walk around, you see a lot of people of our color here. They're not even all American. There's people from Africa, there's people from Kuwait that are black, you know, so...
Say what? There are people from Kuwait that are black?
Yes. Actually, I dated a Kuwaiti that was black. What you see on TV isn't what people see on TV isn't what's really out here, you know.
So now that people get to hear from a brother, somebody, my other brother, from another mother. You heard it from me before, but oh, to hear it from a brother. Yes.
Oh yeah.
So do you live in the desert out there? Is there any water anywhere? You know, what's that like?
I stay right by the beach. Literally 10 minute walk. I'm, not even 10 minutes. 5 minute walk, I'm at the beach, you know. I mean, 10 minute ride, I can go to the dock and get fresh seafood and stuff like that. So, I mean, the living is not bad here. I mean, I feel safe. I don't have to worry about no police officers. The only downside of me being over here is that I'm not near my son. That's the only downside. But, I mean, it's nice over here. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fast food person, but you got your McDonald's, you got your Burger King's, you got your Taco Bell's, you got your Applebee's, you have your Olive Garden's, you have the Cheesecake Factory's, you have, I mean, everything that we have in the States is here. And you know what's crazy? We actually have food over here that has seeds. I can bite into a watermelon and actually spit out seeds over here.
Yes.
There's no GMOs. There's none of that. All that extra stuff over here. So it's nice over here. It's been quite an experience.
Yo, tell them about finding the black seed oil at the corner store.
Oh yeah, black seed oil is all over the place. Like,
is it expensive?
No, it's not. It's not. Actually, I got a few bottles for you. I haven't forgotten about you, so. it's different. It's different. It is totally different from over here. You'll get spoiled. I'm not going to lie. You'll get spoiled coming over here.
Yes, man. I was talking to a relative earlier, and she was like, oh my gosh, you got the little sprayers in your bathroom like a bidet. I was like, yes. One of the culture shocks is people in countries that have a way of cleansing and hygiene in the bathroom kind of view Americans as being a little nasty because they only got paper tissue. So having to be spoiled in that lifestyle of just opulence and the malls that go on, like if I said meet me at Gucci, you like, man, which one?
Oh my goodness, yo. I remember the first time I went to the Avenues Mall. So, the Avenues Mall is the largest mall, I want to say the second or third largest mall in the Middle East. So, like, this mall is huge. They have a dedicated area where it's just nothing but your high-end stuff like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, anything you can think of. I mean, your high-end, high-class attire, watches, Rolexes, all that type of stuff. They have it in this one area in the mall, and it's like a total different environment. Like, literally, like, I want to say everything in this area is gold. Like, it's just like you hear angelic music.
Yes.
When you're walking around, like, it was walking into another section, like a whole other type of mall. But it was quite an experience. Like I told you earlier, there's two things you can do here. You can either make a lot of money or you can spend a lot of money. That's all this is here to do, because they have a lot of high-end things here.
Yes. The good news is it's the highest currency on Earth, so that dollar is worth like 33 cents here, and I think the dinar is worth $3 and a whole lot of change.
Yeah, I want to say $3.30 right now.
So what's next for your brand and your brothers? Tell us. Give us some exclusives of what to look forward to.
Well, I'm starting up my own e-business. I'll be selling products. It's 25 and below. That's something that I'm working on right now. My baby brother is actually working on a clothing line that'll be coming out soon. We'll give you a little bit more details on that once we finalize all the paperwork on that one. And then my middle brother, Braxton, he's actually looking at doing some skits. He's getting his media stuff together now, and he's opening up an LLC for media, becoming a media basis, so he can start posting some YouTube videos and things like that. So we're all over here grinding, trying to make this extra money, have passive income, you know?
That's right. And what kind of business are you starting for your son? Because that is one of the things that has been my prayer since the moment I met you, when I say that may your son wake up one day and someone asked him, where your daddy would work? for somebody, oh, we got family businesses, we don't do that. So what do you have planned for him being a young mogul?
Well, I've already opened up an LLC for him. The first thing I want to open up is a just a little small e-business for him, selling toys, have him review toys, things like that, just something for him that he can enjoy, allow him to be a kid still, but allow him to make money for being a kid, you know?
Yes. And when I think about that, I think about, what is this boy going to be like if he's generating money at what age?
It's 8.
So by the time he's 18, 10 years from now, having a business 10 years old, the question before we go, that system that I was able to show you in the boot camp, did it cost you anything to establish this business for yourself and for your son?
Oh, no. Not a dime.
No.
You start off, I mean, you have the ability to put more money into it to expand your options, but you can start off on a dime and just get your name out there and start establishing something and making some type of money, and then you continue to build off of that. And even if you decide to build off of it, it's not even that much to add more to it. So it's definitely...
Did I share with you more than one platform to do for free, sir?
Oh, you can do it on 3 different platforms for
free. Keep those secrets, because if anybody out there is interested, you can simply go to my website. You can simply leave a comment in the section or DM me, and I will always be here, Miss Queen Sunny Honey from the Caribbean Radio Show. Mr. Arnold Jones, I thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, no, thank you for letting me be a part. It was my pleasure to speak to you and go through this process with you. Thank you for being so helpful in helping me establish my own e-business and allow me to be part of your course.
No problem. Any last words? I want you to say something to the brothers and sisters out there in Jamaica, in America. Leave them with something off your chest. Somebody out there really want to work abroad and they thought that they had to be in the military. Somebody out there really wanted to start a business and they thought they needed hundreds of dollars just to get started. Any final words for the people?
Take that chance. You know, we only have one life to live in. Take as many chances as you can and learn from your experiences. You know, don't be afraid of the darkness. When you open a business, you don't know how it's going to go, but don't be afraid. Just work hard at it. When you find an opportunity to work abroad, don't be worried about living in a new country. Take that chance. Take advantage of these opportunities life is presented to you, because it's only going to make you a better person. You're going to grow from it.
Thank you. Thank you again. And if anyone out there would like to start a podcast, go to my page, Queen Sunny Honey, on Anchor Podcast. You can find us also here on CRS Radio every Friday, Freedom Fridays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, I just want to leave you with these words. That thing in your hand, yeah, that phone, you can run an entire business off of it. The person who runs Microsoft is doing the doggone thing from his phone, yes, even through COVID. So take the time to be self-invested. Until next time, limitless blessings to you and yours.